From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The German Chancellor speaks out on Brexit. European leaders are beginning to address how their relationship with Britain will evolve after voters decided to leave the European Union. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told German lawmakers Tuesday that Britain will lose the privileges that come with being an EU member. It will remain, however, a close ally in NATO. Merkel also said that any formal discussion of the relationship would not occur until Britain begins the formal procedure to leave. President Obama weighed in with his analysis on National Public Radio here in this country.
There's been a little bit of hysteria post-Brexit vote, as if somehow NATO's gone and the transatlantic alliance is dissolving and every country is rushing off to its own corner. That's not what's happening.
If the British Parliament ratifies the decision, the process would take up to 2 years, during which time Britain would continue being a part of the EU. Advocates for abortion rights in the U.S. are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday that rules that states have no right to curb the rights of women to end their pregnancies by imposing an undue burden on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas similar to that enacted in other states. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for a wave of bombings Monday that killed at least 42 people in southern Yemen. The blast targeted security forces in the port city of Mukalla and happened around sunset as the soldiers were breaking their fast for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Mukalla was under the control of al-Qaeda fighters until April when pro-government forces recaptured it. The UN is leading peace talks with the goal of creating a new unity government. This is VOA News. Local Afghan officials say U.S. airstrikes accidentally killed 7 Afghan hostages at a Taliban hideout in northern Kunduz province. Officials told VOA's Afghan service that several Taliban fighters were also killed in the late Sunday airstrikes. Local residents confirmed the deaths to VOA. Bodies of the slain hostages, believed to be former Afghan army soldiers, were brought to a hospital in Kunduz city on Monday. Police say a grenade exploded inside a Malaysian cafe early Tuesday, injuring 8 people. Now, the victims were among nearly 24 people up late watching the Euro 2016 soccer games. Police suspect the incident is the result of a personal or a business feud and nothing to do with terrorism. Amnesty International says that a vast majority of incarcerated Mexican women face sexual torture during arrest and in the hours following. In a scathing report just released, Amnesty says during interviews with 100 jailed Mexican women, many reported being raped. The majority of the women surveyed reported the abuse to a judge or other authorities, but only 22 investigations were open. Amnesty says no charges have yet been filed, and the Army reports that no soldiers were suspended from service for sexual abuse over the past 5 years. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama continues her 6-day trip promoting education for girls in Morocco today. Mrs. Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia on Monday, part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa. Introducing herself, her daughters, and her family as a special unit.
This is the special girl power unit of We left the president behind because he's a boy.
Mrs. Obama's Let Girls Learn initiative addresses obstacles such as forced marriage, poverty, and violence.
There are 62 million girls around the world that don't have these opportunities. And as Carrie said, when women aren't educated, when girls don't get the chance to go to school and fulfill that potential, that hurts all of us. Not just here in this country, but all of us around the world.
Their 6-day trip will also include a stop in Spain. Human Rights Watch says that Russia has for the first time charged a human rights activist for failing to comply with its vague foreign agents law. On Monday, Russian authorities informed Valentina Cherevatenko, she's the chair of the Coordination Board of Women of the Don Union, that they were bringing criminal charges against her. Russian authorities said Cherevatenko was aware that she was required to register her organization as a foreign agent because it received foreign funding, but she had neglected to do so. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.